Welcome to our monthly shiur. We spoke in the past, and everybody knows this midrash, that Bnei Yisrael, when they stood in Har Sinai, it was Ke'ish Echod Belev Echod. They were all together. It's written Beloshon singular, and they all stood as one person. We all know that there's a concept that we all cherish and talk about, and it's called Achdus, togetherness. We're going to talk today about the next level and maybe the actual manifestation of what is considered to be togetherness, and that's the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We are all responsible for each other, and that responsibility has a lot of halachic ramifications, which I'm not sure how far we'll be able to go through them today, or actually how far we want to go through them today. But the concept itself is fascinating and teaches us a lot about our togetherness and our being as one nation. So, every time when we come to Shavuos, there's a medrash that jumps in front of my eyes. And the medrash is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go through all the encampments of Klal Yisrael. And if there is one person left in the tent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not giving the Torah. I mean, we're talking about 600,000 just to start with, but probably a few million people when you include all the women and the children and everything else. We all know that when we run a school or when we run yeshiva, sometimes we're lazy. Out of those few million people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if one is missing, I'm not giving you the Torah. One guy decides to sleep, one guy decides, I really don't like it, I don't like to get the mitzvahs, it's too much for me. We all know that when you have two Jews, you have 10 opinions. And I'm sure that there were some diversity of opinions in terms of Kabbalah Sabtayra. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't care what, I'm not giving you the Torah if there is one person left in the tent. We need to understand it. This week, we read last week in the Parsha, in the Klolos, and all the curses that the Torah gives us if we're not going to do the right things, there's a pasuk there that says, "Vekoshlu ish ve'ochiv kemipnei cherev ve'rodaf in lo tiyeh lachem tkuma lifnei oyvechem." That when Bnei Yisrael will run away from their enemies, they'll stumble upon each other, and sometimes it will be just the imagination that somebody is running after them. But the notion of they'll stumble upon each other, says the Rashi, "Vekoshlu ish ve'ochiv k'sheyarutzu lonus," when they will run away from their enemy, "Yikoshlu zeh v'zeh," they'll stumble one in the other, "ki bohalu lahutz," because they will all be scared and they'll fight to run away. It's interesting, I was last week in Lag BaOmer in Milan, and there's a few 100,000 people during the day, but there was this tension with Syria at the time, after Israel bombed a lot of places there. And one of the things that they were telling everybody, that if there is a siren, not to run away, to stay in your place. First of all, there's nowhere to run away, but second of all, the fear was basically that people will trample each other. So they said, when even if there's a siren, just stay. The Torah is giving one of the curses that the Torah is telling us, and that's, by the way, you know that Parshas Bechukosai is going in levels, level 1, level 2, Ve'inu Kishmuli. This is not the first level. So the Torah says that they will run and they'll stumble on each other. That's the simple meaning of the words. Says the Rashi, "Kemiplei cheref," they will run like they run away from a sword. "Ki'ilu bochim milifnei ha'hoyegim," as if they are running away from those that want to kill them. "Shiyeh bilvavam pachad," they will always have a fear in their heart. "V'chol sha'as v'urim sha'adam rotfam," and every minute they think that somebody is after them. So it will be an imaginary fear, not necessarily a real fear that somebody is actually running after them. Then brings the Rashi, "Umidroshoi," and the Medrash are saying, "Vekoshlu ish ve'ochiv," they will stumble in one in the other, "Zeh nichshal ba'avono shel zeh," each one will stumble by the sin of the other. "Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh," because all Klal Yisrael are all responsible for each other. I just want, before we will expand on it later on, I just want you to know, the word Arev means that you are guarantor. When somebody signs a loan and somebody else guarantees it, The guarantor is called in Hebrew an Orev. And Yehuda told Yaakov, Anoichi Ervenu Miyodi Tevakshenu, when they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, Yehuda told Yaakov, I am going to guarantee his return. So the word Orev means a guarantor. I am an Orev to somebody's loan. That means I guarantee the lender that the loan will be paid back either by the borrower or by the Orev, by the guarantor. So we are all guarantors of each other. And that concept, by the way, it's a medrash. But then there is another analogy, an interesting analogy. Tani Chizkia, that's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. Se Zuro Yisrael, Nimshelu Yisrael Lese. We are compared to a sheep. Ma se echad me'evare aloke, kol evare amargishim, af Yisrael kach, ha'ish echad yechta. The same way that a sheep, I don't know why it's just a sheep, it's basically every living being. When one limb hurts, the entire body hurts. The same way is a Klal Yisrael. If one person sins, it hurts Klal Yisrael. It's not just that one person. And then says the Medrash, Tani Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the very famous analogy, Mashal, Livnei Adam Shohoyu Netunim Besfinos, people are in a ship, and somebody takes a drill in his room and he's drilling the ship. Okay, everybody in the ship told him, what are you doing? Lo tachti ani kodeach, I'm doing my room, what do you care about it? Omru lo, mipnei sheata meitzif aleinu et hasfina, there's no such thing as drilling your room. Your room is going to have water, the entire ship is gone. So says the Medrash, that that's the analogy of we are all guaranteeing each other. We are all in the same ship, and if somebody falls, it's not just that person that falls, we are all falling. And the posuk, kol almono v'yosun lo te'anun, we're not allowed to give a hard time to an almona and to an orphan. Im anot aneoto, because if you will give them a hard time, ki imitzakelai shomoya eshmatzakosoi, when they will cry to me, I will listen to their cry. Says the Baal HaTuvim there, loite anun, it's written in plural, benun, loshen rabim. And then it says, imane te'ane oto, if you will give them a hard time, this is written in singular. Loshen yochid. Loimar echad inui merube ve'echad inui muat. One third says, it doesn't matter how big it is, you're going to get punished. Dovor acher, another reason, loimar shekol Yisrael arevim ze baze, she'afilu im ino echad, even if one person gave a hard time to an orphan or to almone, or to a widow, afilu im ino echot ki'ilu inu kulam. The responsibility of that sin lies on everybody. So the concept that we are guaranteeing each other means that we have to make sure that other people do not do something bad, because their doing something bad is going to affect all of us. It's written, an interesting Meshe Chochma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ato ve'aro enodo v'aviyu v'shivim mizikne Yisrael, tells them, go to Har Hashem, v'ishtachavitem merochot, you all stay, you'll bow from far, v'nigash Moshe levado el Hashem, v'hem lo yikshu. Only Moshe can go up to Har Sinai. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up and comes down and he's telling them everything, and they all say the famous thing, Nase, kol asher diber Hashem Nase. Says the Meshech Chochmo, Da, I want you to know, the Bnei Noach hu zaru al adinim, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, one of the seven mitzvahs that every Gentile is commanded, Bnei Noach, is dinim, is all the monetary laws, that it's the world is not a hefker, and you have to be responsible monetarily and make sure that society can live in a normal way. Veshitat rishonim, and some of the rishonim are saying, dehu nimusim shedat odom noisen aleim, that they're not talking just about monetary laws, but we're talking about all interpersonal behaviors that make sense, that they are needed for the existing of a normal society. Says the Meshech Chochmei, Aval lakuf velirdot al chukei Torah o nedareha, urak מצד שכל ישראל ערבים זה לזה. ואם, I'll translate in a minute, ואם יעבור אחד, הוא מזיק לחברו ולהכלל כולו. The only reason that Beis Din has a power to enforce the Torah laws is because we are all guarantors to each other. And therefore, if you're going to do something bad, it's not just going to affect you, it's going to affect everybody else in Klal Yisrael. So Beis Din, in their responsibility for the Klal, for everybody, have the ability to force somebody to make a mitzvah or to avoid him, to make sure that he's not making an avera. Says the Meshech Chochmeh, ve'im yavor echad, if somebody is sinning, הרי הוא מזיק לחברו ולכלל כולו. בזה יש לבייס דין לקוף ולשפוט העובר את מצוות השם, ובלא זה אין זה מהראוי שיתערב אחד במה שיש לאדם עם קונו. Translation. Says the Meshech Chochmeh that what business do I have to tell you what to do and what not to do? Hey, it's my life. Don't tell me what I have to do. And if I do something wrong, it's not your business. We hear it all day long, right? Says the Meshech Chochmeh that it is our business. It is based in business. Because of the notion that we are all guaranteeing each other, and if you do something wrong, it's affecting everybody else. So much so, Sha'over mitzvah Hashem, says the Meshech Chochmeh, if somebody transgresses a mitzvah of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, who begeder ben odom lachaveroi. It is considered to mean that he's transgressing an interpersonal obligation because it damages the other person too. And the posuk atem nitzovim ayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem says the Yalkut Shimoni the following. Kulchem areivim ze baze. Up until now we spoke about the notion that we are responsible to avoid a person doing something inappropriate. Now let's talk about the other side. Says the Yalkut Shimoni, atem nitzovim kulchem ayom, kulchem areivim ze baze. You are all guarantors to each other. Ve'afilu tzadik echad beinechem, kulchem oimdim b'schusoy. Works to the other side too. That if there is a big tzadik among us, he lifts everybody else with him. So we are responsible for the bad deeds of others, but we are also benefiting from the good deeds of righteous people. Velo atem bilvad, not only klal Yisrael, ela kol oilom kuloi, kshenemar, v'tzadik yesod oilom. That the tzadik is the foundation of the world. And he says, v'chen atom oitze be'achon. We know that when Yeshua conquered Yericho, Yeshua says that everything has to go, whatever shalal they're taking, whatever property they are taking away, it all has to go towards building the Mishkan. Achan was one guy there that he took some of his for himself because he relied on the posuk, the ochalto shalal oivecho, that the Torah says that you can enjoy the shalal, what you take from your enemies. Says the Medrash, he took himself aderet shinar achat umatayim shkalim kesef. He took some of the loot to himself, and because of this, Bnei Yisrael lost the war. One person transgressed the commandment, and Klal Yisrael lost the war. You see that how much there is responsibility and how much one person can damage the others on one side. Says the Medrash, Midot Toiva Lachas Kama Vekama. That if you have it to the other side, when you have a righteous person and somebody who does good, you can imagine how much he can uplift everybody with his good deeds. There's an interesting vote of the Tolner Rebbe, which I think is very appropriate, apropos, to this year. We have a chiyuv to give Machtis HaShekel, right? Just before Pesach was Chodesh Nisan, we all know, we all have to give Machtis HaShekel. And it doesn't matter how much money you have, or how much money you don't have. You have to go and give Machtis HaShekel. There's the same amount given by everyone. And the Machtis HaShekel was used basically to bring all the korbanos of the tzibur for the entire year. It's called Tumas Alishka. There is another way that you can donate money as much as you want to the Beis HaMikdash, Ish Kenit Vasliboy, but that's not the same bank account, if you want. This is the Machtis HaShekel. Asks the Tolner Rebbe, we have an aloha, we know that the Gemara is saying that you cannot spend, you're not allowed to spend more than one-fifth of your belongings, of your whatever you have, to be mekayim a mitzvah's eser. So there's a limit how much you can spend on an esrog, on building a sukkah, on a shofar and everything. 20%. That's the maximum. Esther told the Rebbe, how is it possible that somebody doesn't have a penny to his name? he still has to go and borrow Machtzis HaShekel to be mekayim the mitzvah of giving Machtzis HaShekel. It's a lot more than 20% of what I have, because I have nothing. I'm still obligated to give Machtzis HaShekel. Ask the Tolle Rebbe, why is this? And he wants to say an interesting thing. The same halacha that we have about spending, borrowing money to do a mitzvah, is an halacha of Neros Hanukkah. The Rambam paskin that if you need to light Hanukkah candles, you have to go and borrow money lighting Hanukkah candles. And the Avni Nezer asked the question, why is this? Why am I supposed to go to do something more than 20%? It's a mitzvah, and actually it's only a mitzvah de Rabbanon. Why is this that I'm mechuyev to spend so much money? Says the Avni Nezer a very interesting idea. The halacha is that machshava toiva kodesh baruch hu metzar for lemaisa, right? If I wanted to do something good, I wanted to put tefillin on this morning. God forbid I got sick, I couldn't do it. But the desire to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lemaiseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the sachar, the rewards, as if I did it. Because I wanted to do it, I was just prevented by things that are beyond my control. What happened if I wanted to give tzedakah to somebody, but I couldn't? I was nice to him, I spoke to him, and that's also part of tzedakah. But actually money, I couldn't give it. Somebody needed help in building a sukkah, or building the house, and I really wanted to help him, I couldn't. Is there the reward the same thing as if I did it? Say that and answer that things that are interpersonal between two people, you may get some points for your good intentions, but you're not getting the rewards as if you did it. They say the difference is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your mitzvah. You do the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create a commitment, a kesher between you and him, but he doesn't need you to do it. He said, therefore, if you had the intention, but for some reasons beyond your control, you couldn't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered as if you did it. But when you trying to help somebody, if somebody needs a help in building a sukkah, all your good intentions are not going to make it as if you built the sukkah, because the reality is that you didn't help him build the sukkah and you needed to get somebody else to do it. So when it has to do with interpersonal relationship on things that you're trying to help the other, intention is good, but it doesn't count as if it's actually you did it, because the other person did not have the benefit of actually getting the results that you needed to do if you wanted to help him, if you would have helped him. An interesting concept, that the notion of machshava toiva kodesh baruch hu metzar for lemaiseh, that good intention are equal good deeds if you couldn't do it beyond your control, applies only to things between men and God. But when it has to do in interpersonal things, results count. Intentions are good, but it's not equal results. Says the Avni Nezer, why do we light the Hanukkah candles? What do we have to light Hanukkah candles? Because of Pesume Nisa. Because we want to publicize the miracle, the nest that everybody had. Pesume Nisa, he said, is for others, not for yourself. Therefore, you have to go and spend the money, because just having good intention on doing it doesn't make the nest. You're not publicizing the miracle. It's just good intention. It's really an interpersonal thing. Therefore, you need to go borrow money. Says the Tolle Rebbe a very interesting idea. He said, we all hear business people, or we are involved in business one way or another. When we do a spreadsheet and you have thousands of rows and columns, as long as you don't have in the bottom line the total, every number counts, because each one of them is a unique number representing a unique activity which you won't like to summarize in the bottom. But once you have the total becomes very important. And if the total does not jive to the hundreds of a point of the addition, you have a problem in the spreadsheet. He says, they soil needed to be counted. And the Machtzis HaShekel is saying that everyone counts. Every Jewish human being counts. And you cannot be out of it. Because if you will be out of it, the total is not going to be 600,000. It's going to be 599.99. In order for us to become to this total, to the totality of Klal Yisrael, of 600,000, we need to have everyone count. And the meaning of having everyone count means you cannot give up on anyone. Because in the minute that you give up on anyone, the total is not going to be there. We are all fulfilling a unique role. There may be people that you don't think too much about them, but we have to know that you cannot give up on any person, because every person has its own role. When we building this huge building, and we have engineers, and we have carpenters, and we have all kind of different tradespeople, the reality is that even the smallest trade person who just put the paint on, okay, that you don't need any special skills. You need it. And if not, you're going to have an unpainted building or a not well-painted building. The notion says the Talmud Rebbe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, one person in the tent, I'm not giving you the Torah, is because that means that Klal Yisrael will be missing. And I want to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, not to part of Yisrael. The notion that everybody counts, that everybody is a unique number, but we are also a part that makes this total, which is called Klal Yisrael. This is a condition that was a prerequisite to get the Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not giving you the Torah if somebody is missing. Not only this, there's an interesting that the Gemara is saying, on Parshas HaKetores, you know, the Ketores was missed, a mixture of various simonim, various ingredients, and one of the ingredients in the Ketores was the Chelbena. The Chelbena was not a very good smelling item, but we needed to mix the Chelbena inside the Ketores. Says the Gemore in Kritus, that the Chelbena symbolizes the Poishim of Klal Yisrael, those people who are not going in the way that need to be gone, but they need to be represented in the Ketores. And every avoider that we do in the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of Klal Yisrael that doesn't represent all the layers of Klal Yisrael, including the quote-unquote the worst of them, cannot be performed properly. So the Ketores, which was the whole idea was to really bring good smell into the Beis HaMikdash, the Ketores included an item, an ingredient that did not smell good, because otherwise it wouldn't work. The aloche of Oicheach Toichiach Es Amitecho. We have to try to give Musa to somebody else. We're trying to admonish someone if he does the wrong thing. And it's a mitzvah from the Torah. And again, the question that we should all ask ourselves is, get off my back. What do you want from me? I'm not doing to you anything. I'm doing it privately. I'm doing it on my own. What do you care about it? Which is a normal reaction. We have a mitzvah in the Torah. Ocheach tochiach et amitecha. We just have to remember that this mitzvah of trying to give musa to the other person and trying to put him on the right path operates only if there is a chance for it to be successful. If we know upfront that it's not going to be successful, we have a mitzvah to shut up. Not only that we don't have a mitzvah to say, the Gemara says, "Keshem shemitzvah loyim advorim anishmoim, kach mitzvah shelo loyimal dvorim shein anishmoim." We have a mitzvah not to say something that we know it's not going to be heard. But there is an interesting Gemara that really gives us the essence of what's the responsibility that we have. So the Gemara says the following: Omar le Rav Zera le Rav Simon, loichachinu mar lahani de Beresh Galuto. Beresh Galuto was the people that were the administrative managers of the Kehila. And in the Gemara, many times they appear as not very nice people, to say it modestly. So somebody told Rav Simon, why don't you give them musa? Tells him, Omar le lo mekabli minai. They're not going to accept it. Omalei afal gav de loy mekabli loy chachinu mal. Even though you think that they're not going to accept it, you have the responsibility to give them musa and to try to put them on the right way. The Omar Rav Acha bar Chanina, and I'll just translate the Gemara. The Gemara says that there is a pasuk vayomer Hashem elav avoyu betoch hayir Yerushalayim v'itveita tav al mitzchos ha'anoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling to Gabriel, the Malach Gabriel, to go and put a sign on the forehead of people, the good one and the bad ones. V'shom al mitzcham shel tzadikim tav shel dio, put on the forehead of the tzadikim a simen of ink. Why? Shelo yishletu bahem malachei chabola, so the malachim will not touch them. And al reshoim, put something bloody, so they'll know that those people are reshoim. So basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Malach Gabriel, I want you to go and put some signs on people, so the malachei chabola that are coming know who to hit and who not to. Okay? So, Omra midas adin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So midas adin, how to judge people strictly, comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ribbono shel Olam, ma nishtanu elu me'elu? What's the difference between those two groups? That on one of them you're putting blood on the forehead, on the other one you're putting ink. He says, Alalu tzadikim, alalu reshoim. Both one of them is tzadikim and one of them is reshoim. Omro lefono, Ribbono shel Olam, oyo beyodom limchois velo imichu. They should have protested the behavior of the other people, tried to correct it, and they haven't done it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Omar lei galui ve'adua lefanai, she'im michu bahem, lo yekablu mehem. I know that even if they would protest and try to change their behavior, they would not have accepted it. So the Midas Adin is telling back to the Rabbeinu Shloim, Omar lefanov, im lefonecha golui, lohen mi golui. You, Rabbeinu Shloim, you know everything, so you know it wouldn't help. But they didn't know it, and they should have protested and tried to change the ways of those people. And the Gemara says that one of the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually changed in mind and punished the tzaddikim more than the reshoim, shenema bikoy vayekadesh. That's what the Torah says. People that were the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu got hurt the most because they did not protest. Because they did not protest. It's an interesting thing that I think the Chaim of Brisk is saying. It's written that a few people were Bo'iso Eitzo. That's the Eitzo of Paro that wanted to, whatever he did to Bnei Israel, and each one was punished. And one of them was Iyov. Iyov was punished, we all know, with tremendous amount of pain. So ask a time, why is this that for not saying anything, you punished with a tremendous amount of pain? Says the Chaim an interesting thing. He said, what was the purpose of Iyov not trying to change the mind of Paro about what he's doing to Bnei Israel? Because it's not going to help. So if it's not going to help, I'm not going to try. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll bring you Yisurim. And when you have Yisurim, you yell and you cry. Is it going to help you? It's not going to help. But you cry because you are in pain. He said, that's what you had to do when you saw that. When you saw Bnei Israel, power wants to do to Bnei Israel, it should have pained you to a point that you are yelling and crying because it hurts. That was the punishment. So we have this notion of responsibility. We have this idea that in order to accept the Torah, we needed to be one, we needed to be in Achdus, but it's much more than needed to be together, feeling nice to each other. We need to understand that we are all in the same boat. All of us, whatever number of millions we have in Klal Yisrael, we are in the same boat. Now, this has a lot of halachic ramification, but the whole idea that I can make a brocha for you, even though I already made the brocha. So let's assume, for example, that I already heard Kiddush, or heard Abdullah. Kiddush is an issue. I heard Abdullah, and you didn't. I want to come and make Abdullah for you. I heard Kiya Shreifer. I was Yoitzit Kiya Shreifer. I want to do it for you again. I can do it. How can I do it? Says that, again, we can go into the details of it, but the bottom line is because Kol Yisroel Arivim Zeh Lazeh. Because I have the responsibility to back you up. And therefore, if you cannot do it, I have to do it for you. There is an interesting question, the level of this responsibility. And without going into the halachic questions of it, because there's a lot, let me just give you an example. When I come to somebody and I tell him, you give him a loan and I will be responsible to pay that loan, okay? There's two levels of this responsibility. One is called an oref, just a guarantor, and the other one is called an oref kablan. It's a guarantor that is part of the deal. What's the difference between them? The first one, when I come to you and I say, I will pay you if he doesn't pay. So that means that the lender has to go first to the borrower, say, give me the money, and if he's not successful in obtaining the money from the borrower, then he can go to the guarantor. There's another level of guarantor when I'm telling the lender up front, you can come either to me or to him to get the money. And at that level, what I'm telling the lender is that the obligation that we have to pay back the money is equal between the borrower and myself. So it's not level 1 and level 2. It's both of them are at the same level, and you have the choice who to come and get the money from. There's a big question, what's the level of guarantee that we have to each other? When you did not make, were you not the kind of mitzvah shofar? Does this mean that I have an obligation to make sure that you make it, but the obligation is still on you? or that it goes as far as saying that if somebody did not mekayim, was not doing yet the mitzvah of shofar, it's as if I did not do it yet fully, and therefore I'm really not just taking care of you, I'm also taking care of myself. But the notion that we can do mitzvahs for each other, that I can do something for you, it's all coming from the underlying concept that we're responsible for each other. Because if we are each individual entities, there's no way that I can do something for you. Have a good Yom Tov, everyone.